Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Important statement out of Adam Schiff, the great congressman from California. Actually, a lot of good statements from him, but this one on the House Select Committee is part of all this. He said they will recommend prosecution of the four Trump acolytes who have blown off the subpoena to testify. That's Mark Meadows, Trump's former chief of staff, Dan Scrivino, deputy chief of staff, Steve Bannon, General pain in the neck hanging around the White House with Trump, a guy named Kash Patel. Kash Patel spells his name Kash, K-A-S-H. That's a perfect name for a Republican operative. Kash Patel. Kash Patel, what a guy. They're all defying the subpoenas. They're blowing it off just like they did. All, you know, everybody blew off subpoenas during the Ukraine impeachment, blew off subpoenas during the impeachment over the insurrection. They say drop dead. Nobody does anything. That's not normal. I mean, if you tried that even in Milwaukee or Madison and you were subpoenaed in front of a grand jury and you did that, there'd be a bench warrant for you. And with Trump in particular, frankly, the Justice Department is not prosecuting for felonies. Let me explain what they are. Somebody raised this issue the other day. I mean, Trump calls the Secretary of State in Georgia, tape conversation. It's a one-party consent state, so that was legal. Brad Raffensperger. It says forge 11,000, I don't know, 700 and roughly 90 votes, or you have the threat of criminal prosecution. That's extortion. It's a felony. That is attempted bribery. That's a felony. He tells all four of his running dogs, his servile followers, Meadows, Scrivino, Bannon, and Kash Patel, don't show up for the grand jury. Now, what frequently happens is that if you do that normally, they put out a bench warrant for those four guys, they grab them, bring them in, but they can be prosecuted for criminal contempt. But Trump orchestrating it, if somebody enters into a conspiracy to obstruct the grand jury, that is a felony. And this guy is the ringmaster. In Milwaukee, we have a terrible problem of people, and these are usually drug type cases or gang cases, where witnesses are threatened. They're afraid to show up. In some cases, they're killed. If you conspire to withhold evidence by conspire to oppose subpoenas, not in the legal process, not going to court, but just blowing them off, that is a felony. And look up 42 USC. That is the US code, extortion, attempted bribery, conspiracy to obstruct the grand jury. Look, all of that. There are crimes all over the place of this guy. There are crimes with his running dogs and his fellow travelers. So I was glad to see Adam Schiff said that. Now, here's a problem. Here is a problem. Adam Schiff said it, but there's some talk among some of the commentators that he said it, but what he meant was that he will recommend to the chair and the committee that they commence criminal proceedings. And the problem with that is that if the chair doesn't go along with it, or they chicken out because the Justice Department right now hasn't really prosecuted anybody for any of this stuff, and it's wrong that they didn't do it because crooked William Barr on the other side was the prime obstructionist along with Trump, then Adam Schiff can't do it on his own. But I think it's very healthy that he came right out and he said that we should do it. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's in your mind today, Dick?
I guess we'll find out what Merrick Garland is made out of real soon, too. I ran this by Pizza Box yesterday morning. I run it by you, being an attorney. Trump has also threatened to sue over executive privilege, which he doesn't have anymore. He's crazy. But one of these talking heads says, well, you know, he threatens a lot of things he doesn't follow through on. And he says, because the fact that what attorney in the right mind would want to take this pro bono when you know you're not going to get paid? To which I said, to Mike yesterday, what do you think of this? We could wrap this whole case up in a hurry if Trump was to take on the two attorneys that he used in his second impeachment. I think they'd be sizing him up for a jumpsuit within 6 months.
Right. You know, no, you make a good point. You know, Trump used a bunch of attorneys, especially in these election challenges. And, Sidney, that, oh God, is she a piece of work, and Giuliani and the rest of these people. And they were sanctioned by courts. And let me tell you something. You can say a lot of things publicly, as long as you don't say it to, as long as you don't say it to law enforcement. If you lie to law enforcement, if you say, well, they ask you your name, your address, and you give a false one, that's a felony. It's obstruction. And if you do that in front of a grand jury, or you do that under oath in court, it's also perjury. But if a lawyer lies to a judge, he's not under oath, you know, but one of the sanctions, and there are several possible sanctions, but one of them is they get their law license yanked and they have to pay the attorney fees of the other side. It's a very, very severe sanction. I don't countenance it in most cases. Many, many lawyers will go in there in an adversarial case and go, the other guy should pay my fees. There's a thing called the English rule and the American rule. The English rule, whoever wins a lawsuit, any lawsuit, gets his fees paid by the other side, virtually any lawsuit. In America, everybody eats his own fees. And that way, in England, it just deters people from bringing meritorious suits, because in the off chance they lose, they get bankrupted by paying the other guy's fees. In this country, you can bring suit, you can bring personal injury suits, and it keeps people honest. It's very good. However, there are exceptions in the United States. If you bring a racial discrimination or a sex discrimination claim, you're going to have your fees paid by the other side when you win. But more importantly, if you go in there and you bring a frivolous claim, then the judge can order that you pay the other guy's fees. Now, I think that should be used sparingly. Just because somebody loses a case doesn't mean it was frivolous. Used very sparingly. But with Sidney Powell, with Giuliani and the rest of these people, they went flat out lied, and they said there was fraud. They said that Dominion voting machines had a secret back door, and they just flat out lied. And they are now starting to have to pay the fees for the other side, and then they're appealing it. So in this particular deal, what Dick is raising, what kind of people is Trump going to get to go into court and say, I have executive privilege when I left the presidency at noon on January 20th? It's a flat out lie. It's not in good faith. And the attorneys are going to have to pay the attorney's fees. Now, they can claim back against Trump. Trump doesn't pay his bills. A lot of law firms wouldn't represent him. He's the president of the United States. It's a prestigious client, even though it's a tough case. At least in the impeachments, you'd have some arguments constitutionally. They wouldn't do it because the big firms knew they would not be paid. He stiffs vendors. Some guy, he says, buy me, $100,000, $200,000 worth of pianos. Guy buys them, and then Trump won't pay for them, finally pays him half. The guy has to eat half the pianos. The guy, Trump, is a deadbeat. He does not pay his bills. So that's how he gets Giuliani and Sidney Powell, and they just destroy themselves. I mean, Giuliani, what has he gotten out of this? Disbarred and facing a felony indictment himself. It's very sad. The whole thing is quite sad. But it's also destructive of our democracy. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.